Question. Days like this really destroy the progress I've built up for weeks. I usually sit aside, but try today and get tricked into going with breakouts, and that looks strong. Can you talk briefly again about tips to not get into these awful training range breakout attempts? Yeah, as you can tell from listening to me, I was hopeful at every breakout. A lot of them I bought fairly early, or for the bull side, or sold fairly early to the bear side, and automatically scalped out part right away because I knew the odds are that a breakout is going to fail. Days like this, you see 13, 14, and you think, oh my gosh, it's a bear trend. Then you see 32, oh, it's a bull trend. 40, 41, oh, it's a bear trend. 43, no, it's bull. 48, bear. And you see lots of strong bars up and down. From the first bar of the day, one of the reasons why I pay attention to what happens at the open, on bar one, I said, we'll probably get a lot of trading range price action today. And then I said, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I kept saying, it's probably going to have a lot of trading range price action today. And then once we started doing this, I said, no, tight trading range. So once you know the odds are either at bar 1 or bar 27, doesn't matter. Once you know the odds are that the day is going to have a lot of trading range price action, for me, what I do is I stop looking for swings, or I'll maybe swing a small part and switch to scalping every trade or the majority of my position on any trade. And if the market continues to break out and it enters a swing phase, fine, I'll look to put positions back on. But when I think the day, no matter how strong the breakout attempts are up and down, if I think the day is probably going to have a lot of trading range price action, I resist the temptation to swing, and I never buy high, and I never sell low. If anything, I'm looking for strong bull breakouts to fail, and I'm looking for strong bear breakouts to fail as well. So a lot of times I'll buy. I'm pretty sure I was long on 32, but I get out pretty quickly when it doesn't continue up. And I do that all day long. I try to enter early enough so I can scalp out part, but if the breakout bar does not give me immediate follow-through, I quickly exit. There's a natural tendency for people to be hopeful. I think it's a survival trait. You know, you always have to be hopeful. You don't want to be wandering through the desert and then give up and then have your body be found 200 yards from an oasis. It's a trait that I think is just developed in our evolution. Being hopeful is a survival skill. It keeps us going during difficult times. If you're trying to feed your family, you don't give up at 3 o'clock saying, oh, I hunted all day, didn't get anything. No, you keep hunting until you get something. You know, you keep hoping that there'll be something there. And that works against you as a trader. You're constantly hoping that the day will turn into a swing day because it's easier to trade. But until it does, every attempt to turn into a swing trade will be a trap. So it just takes a long time. For me, it was kind of depressing. I dealt with it decades ago, but it was really kind of depressing because it just didn't seem right. The market is trying to go up. It should keep going up instead of reversing abruptly. And if it's going down, it should keep going down. But instead, it seems to just reverse abruptly. And it just kind of offended my sense of how the world operates. And it was upsetting. But now I see it every day. On a day like this, you see it a lot. I'm at the point where, to me, I just look at it and say, yeah, it makes sense, right? Everyone wants the swing. The market's telling us it's not going to swing. And therefore, every attempt to swing is probably going to reverse pretty quickly because all the hopeful traders will be trapped and they'll have to get out pretty quickly.